This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Stephen Sizemore, Stephen Sizemore, date of birth 04/10/1962, date of appointment 04/07/2026. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephen Sizemore today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having numbness and tingling in the feet for a couple of years. It is an uncomfortable feeling, no pain, no weakness, no backache, and sometimes gets numbness, no neck pain, have some pain in the left hand, no weakness. Blood test done by PMD and it is with a normal limit. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, hernia or FE. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. He's a owner of a roofing business. He's married, live with his wife, have no children. Family history, mother deceased with MI, father deceased with dementia, one sister deceased with ovarian cancer, two brother, one deceased with leukemia, one deceased with due to bacteremia. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he is having numbness, tingling in the feet. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hand and left foot, but in right foot it is decreased. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 3, rule out ulnar palsy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Blood test already done, which is within normal limit. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.